Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 28, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The call lights have been given all about the trees. I can see they almost look like miniature blue lights flickering back and forth like a signal. There is a very pale blue shading all about the trees now, directly around Our Lady's statue. High up in the sky, there's a circlet of light directly over Our Lady's statue, and it's opening up as though there's a light from within that is parting the darkness of the sky. Directly in the center of this light, it's become very circular now. I can see Our Lady coming forward. She's being carried forward. She looks very beautiful. Oh, Our Lady has on the most beautiful garments. Her gown now does not have the stark white appearance that she normally did have. It's more almost like a silk, a very fine, very fragile-looking white. And Our Lady has a belting, a gold belting, a very narrow gold belting, and also there is a most beautiful shade of blue mantle cape about Our Lady's shoulders. And it covers, the mantle has a head covering that's a little tighter than I have normally seen on Our Lady. And it's held in place, the mantle. I can see just a wisp of hair, of Our Lady's hair, just a wisp. And Our Lady has on now a small circlet crown. It comes quite a bit down on her forehead. It's a very narrow band of gold with what appears to be diamonds with little crown points on the top. There are like star-shaped points on the top of the gold crown, but it's more like a circlet. It's not a very heavy crown. It's like a band around Our Lady's forehead, high up on her forehead. But as she's bending now, looking down, I can see the edge of her mantle and the wisp of hair. Not much. I can't tell even the color. The light is so brilliant. Oh, Our Lady looks absolutely beautiful. The mantle also has more of a satiny look than I have seen before. Our Lady now is pointing up. She has her rosary. As she's moving, I can see her rosary at her right side, the beautiful rosary with the large golden Our Father bead and the beautiful Hail Marys. They are white, but they almost look pink. It's hard to describe. They have colors like the rainbow in them. Our Lady now is pointing up to the right side of her, and the sky is opening up, and there are many, many angels coming down. I know they're angels. I know. I can't explain how, except by their appearance. I cannot see their faces, but they have almost a human form, except for their wings. I can see some of them are turning. They're dressed all in white. Now, I notice they're standing back. I don't know their age, if they have an age. They're standing back, and coming down high from the sky are three massive-looking angels. Oh, they're coming closer now. Oh, I recognize Michael. He is larger than the other two. I know they're Gabriel and Raphael. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Yes, Raphael, right. Oh, my, oh, my. So beautiful. Our Lady is smiling, and Michael now is standing just a little to Our Lady's right, covering the whole sky. The light is so brilliant, I can barely see Our Lady. There is something so wonderful, as though there's been a party in heaven, a celebration. Michael has on a most magnificent gown this evening. It's all white, and it has a border of gold around the bottom of the robe. And I do notice also that Michael has on a breastplate, though, on his gown. Though it's long and shimmering, he has a very, what appears to be not silver, but a pale golden plate, like, I don't know if it's protection armor. And Michael does have this golden balance, which is a little darker in color, to his breastplate in his right hand. He's now turning towards Our Lady. Our Lady looks very petite, very fragile next to Michael and the other two big warriors of heaven. That's the only way I can explain them, because of their size. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. She's just drifting forward. I can't explain it. She's not moving. She's drifting. And she's taking now her rosary from her waist, extending the huge, beautiful golden crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is placing the crucifix like this next to her lips, and she's kissing the body of Christ. Now Our Lady is looking about her. Now she's placed her rosary into her left hand, and she's motioning like this with her finger to me and placing it to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, we would like to expound joy to all. What is taking place upon earth has saddened all of the hearts of heaven. However, I give you hope in the knowledge that the eventual victory after the great battle of the spirits will be with heaven. My children, I hear all of the cries for messages of cheer and goodwill. I cannot come to you as your mother with any false message of present hope. Hope lies now in the battle for the retention of your faith. Hope lies in prayer, penance, and atonement. My children, there is much work to be done to save souls. You must now go on foot throughout your country. There are others, many false prophets on foot, my children. You must now follow them and restore the souls of those whom they have contaminated. I say this, my children, now because they have taken what you may call your lukewarm Catholic brothers and sisters and carried them off to the portals of purgatory and hell. My children, do you who have left the road and entered into apostate religions, do you not realize that you have renounced your chance to enter into the kingdom of your God, heaven? My children, who are baptized by the waters of life must remained within the fold. I understand as your mother how little the faith, the light of faith, is upon earth now in the hearts of my children. Therefore, we ask the little ones, those not of great knowledge, not of great scientific mind, but a pure heart and reasoning guided by the holy light from heaven, to go forth now as disciples of your God, my son. Bring this light with you to all mankind. It will take those of strong will and strong spirit to knock upon the doors and receive rebuke. But every rebuke shall be a rose. It is only your personal pride, your human frailty, that will make you susceptible to hurt. You must understand, my children, that my son and those I housed with me in the beginning were on foot, and on foot now you must be. My children, you must make it known that many are rejecting the message from heaven. I come to you through the will of the Eternal Father to bring your plan for redemption. I come as a mediatrix between God and man. It is not my will, but the Eternal Father's in heaven. My children, my heart is greatly saddened at the distortion of doctrine in my son's church. I understand that man can be misled, for I have often counseled you that the road to hell is often paved with good intentions. You must examine your Bible, the Book of Life, Genesis chapter 3. There must be no changes in the story of the origin of mankind. She must remain. He must not replace it in the story of the serpent's attack upon Eve. The Eternal Father has stated that the serpent shall crawl on his belly. Stomach, my children. I use several words to illustrate the manner in which man is describing this time. He will crawl, the serpent, as the lowest animal among the beasts, because he has deceived Eve. But the Eternal Father, in his mercy, has stated that he will place enmities between the serpent and the woman, between enmities between the serpent's seed and the woman's seed, and the serpent shall have his head crushed by the woman, and the serpent shall lie in wait for her heel. Be it known that the Eternal Father has deemed that man shall not change the words to he and he. I say this not to bring any false notions to your mind, my children, that I repeat this in pride. Far be it from me, for I have not sought neither on heaven or earth to be prideful. But my children, I must bring to you the words of truth. Many are changing the words to suit their own interpretations of the Book of Life. And these interpretations are based upon man's own seeking. My children, you must read your Bible. I have asked you to read. You have forgotten the graces you may receive from it. Indulgences that have been cast aside. Read your Bible, my children, and you will understand what is happening in your present generation. The apocalypse, the writings of St. John must be read several times. Before you commence, you will pray to the Holy Spirit of life, the Holy Ghost, to enlighten you that your mind may absorb and understand the writings from heaven. Inspiration was given to prophets of old through personal visitations and visions. Do not go along with your present generation of modernists who ask that you read the Bible, the Book of Life, with only a literal interpretation. It was not without reason that all of the heads of my son's church, the vicars, the holy fathers in Rome, counseled you well to read and understand and to gather the truth before it is taken from you. Do not forget that Saint Michael has been removed from your churches for a reason. Michael is the guardian of the faith. He must be returned to my son's church for protection. Be it known now, I bring you a message of dire consequence. Antichrist, the forces of 666 are in Rome. Antichrist, the forces of 666 are throughout the world now, and Lucifer walks the earth in the body of a human being. I cannot expect you in your human nature to fully understand this meaning. But as you go forth in this battle of the latter days, you will understand this meaning. For Lucifer will promote false miracles. False prophets shall abound upon the earth, and they will bring discredit to true prophets. My children, I would counsel you, I would advise you as your mother to remain within your own groupings. I am here with you in the United States of America. As such, I ask all of my children to be here with me. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and raising it like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now a lady is moving over to her right side, our left side, and she's looking down. Michael and Gabriel and Raphael are all up there grouping around our lady. I can't see their faces. I have never been able to describe their faces, but Michael's hair is such a deep golden metallic look that I can't ever not recognize him, because he has a very strange type of short cropped hair, but very metallic looking, golden sort of. It's hard to explain. Our lady now is leaning over, and she's making the sign of the cross with her crucifix in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our lady is turning to her left, and she's going gliding across the sky. Well, now she's going, moving quite fast, and she's standing now just directly over the first trees, looking down, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Michael is moving up. He's going back farther into the sky. Our lady now also, she hasn't turned around, but she's floating back, and now they're all standing grouped together. And I see now that many, many more angels have come down. They all look so beautiful. Now I can see that they have different colored gowns, light pinks. I can't call them purple. They're not somber looking, but they have a sort of a beautiful shading in their gowns. They're all fully gowned, cloaked down to, if they are feet, I have never seen their feet. The gowns are always very long and billowing. But as they turn, I notice these very, I can't explain the wings. They're like gossamer, very, very light colored, very fine, and very, I can't, like a downy look about them. I can't explain their wings. Now, over on the left side, I can see now a great cross forming directly. It seems the angels, the small angels, are moving back, and there's a great dark cross forming in the sky. And now underneath the cross there's a huge ball forming. It seems that there's a great cross upon the world. Now Our Lady, it's very somber looking with the black cross over the globe. Now Our Lady is moving over directly above her statue now, and she's touching her lips with her fingers. My child and my children, continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The sky above the trees is becoming a very light-colored pink. It's a beautiful shade. I have never seen this shade of pink in any paintings or drawings on earth. It's very warm and gives you a complete feeling of peace and joy. I can't explain it. The emotional impact, the coloring, and the way the sky is lighting up now has upon you. All about us in a circular pattern, the lights are starting to come out of the sky. Oh, it is so brilliant. It's almost like a circlet of diamonds, like the sky is just moving and the stars are coming down. This is what it appears now. And directly in the center of the circlet, I can see Jesus coming forward. Oh, he has nothing upon his feet. The wounds on his insteps are very pronounced. Jesus has on a beige long robe like gown, very loose and belted with what appears to be a cord of like some skin like material, a light sort of a tan. I really don't know whether it's animal skin, it looks like it. And Jesus has a cape. It's very heavy, almost like a satin. It appears to be a satin cape. It's burgundy in color. And there's a gold belting about Jesus's neck that's holding the cape onto his shoulders. There's a hood attached to the cape, but it's lying down over his shoulders, like in the back. Now, Jesus' hair is blowing. It must be quite windy. Now, he's down quite close. Jesus has come forward. He floats forward. He doesn't have to walk. He just seems to be carried on the wind. He's directly now over a lady statue. I can't count the feet. It's quite a bit ways up. But I can see Jesus very well now. He has a very soft smile on his face. He's looking about him. Now he's placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his right. He's looking about him. And he's moving now across the sky to our left side, but his right side, and he's directly now between the statue and the first tall tree. He's quite a bit, he's moved quite a bit up farther, back up into the sky, but he's now bending over and looking down on the left side and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now I can see Our Lady coming down. I didn't notice she was standing over on the right side of the statue, but high over by the tree, the second tree on the right. Jesus is coming across the sky, and directly overhead, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael are coming down from the sky, and they're joining Jesus. They are standing behind him. Of course, Michael is difficult to place with them. He's so large that he remains always in the background to allow the others to come forward. And Jesus is now standing directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky. He's quite a ways up this evening. And Our Lady now is joining him. She's going over to his right side and standing there, and they're looking about. Now Jesus is placing his hand now to his heart like this and making the sign of the cross again. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's placing his hand down across his chest and he's nodding. My child and my children, I am not intending to go through a long discourse with you on the present state of my church in Rome. Suffice it to say that 666, Lucifer and his agents will make a concerted effort to dethrone the present vicar. In his plan, the plan of Lucifer, he seeks to unite my church with the world, and this I shall not permit. I have asked through my mother who has pleaded through countless earth years for an extension of time for mankind to come back to the fold. But for my mother, mankind would have been given a great chastisement already. I say this, my children, that you may understand that the evil has accelerated upon earth. The Eternal Father has a plan to bring about the separation of the sheep from the goats. The war is on now, good and evil now, a war of the spirits. Being of free will, in the image of the Eternal Father, mankind has refuted and refused his redemption.
Our Father.
Mankind has returned civilization to its corrosive state of the past, when it was necessary to destroy mankind in his sin in order to bring forth another flowering generation with promise for growth without the necessity for chastisement. However, the prayers of the few have held back the warning and great chastisement. My child, I have counseled you many times, and I must counsel you all again, that what was to happen in the future shall be now. It is for you to help change this by getting out the message with great haste, my children, to be my disciples, disciples of the latter days. You must remain now out of the world as much as possible. I do not ask you to deny your livelihood, as you must earn your bread with labor. However, you do not have to sell your soul in this procedure. You must understand and set your values straight. I am the bread of life eternal. You may fill yourselves up with the bread of the earth and the world. You may seek pleasures and riches and the destruction of your soul with the pleasures of the flesh. But can you say in all reality that you will have time to change or to make amends before you are struck down and come across the veil? My children, there will be a great loss of life with the great chastisement that is fast coming upon mankind. The scoffers may laugh and turn away, but do not heed them in your discipleship, my children. Go forward with the truth. Make every effort to save your brothers and sisters. You may expect from them derision and laughter and scorn. This was my road upon earth. This was my mother's road upon earth. But they stayed together, united in faith. My children, you must also approach my hierarchy. Many have fallen asleep in their pride and arrogance. Many have given themselves over to worldly pursuits. They do not pray. They are not accepting the Spirit of light. My children, communication through prayer must be continuous in the life of every man and woman and child. You must transcend in prayer to the eternal kingdom. The eternal Father is much dismayed at the increasing sin of man. My mother has directed you well and prepared you for these days. You must wear your sacramentals for protection. It will be the efforts of those who are with the Prince of Darkness to have you remove your sacramentals so that you can fall. I must give you the knowledge in truth and a sad fact that only a few will be saved in the final count. My children, do you not want to be counted in the few? Those who will be saved? Prepare the way now for yourselves. Understand that Lucifer is walking the earth now. Lucifer, who has great knowledge. He has intention for conversions to Satanism. He is entering into the highest places of the hierarchy. I ask that my church be restored to its former glory. You are destroying it with change. My children, those who in vocation have dedicated themselves to the priesthood, I ask you as your God to cast away your pride. Admit there has been error. Listen to your vicar who stated that the smoke of Satan had entered my church. Did he have pride when he brought this knowledge to you? No, he asked for help. And what did you do? You turned away and widened the door for Satan to enter. You are blinded, my hierarchy. You seek to bring all into my church, but this must be by conversion. You are allowing all manner of heretics and the Antichrist forces to enter among you. You are being deceived. Awaken from your slumber. A great battle is taking place now within my church and in all corners of the earth and countries. If the evil accelerates farther, it will be necessary for divine intervention. Is this what you want, my children? Can you never learn from your past? Your nation, my children, the United States and Canada and many nations of the world, and I shall say now most nations of the earth, have given themselves over now to paganism and atheism and all manner of isms that spell destruction for mankind. I hear peace, peace, love, and brotherhood coming forth from the minds and the mouths of men, but what comes from the heart? but death and destruction and wars and murders and robberies and adulteries and all manner of sin, punishable by death, not only death of the soul, but death of the body. There will be many dead bodies upon earth if you do not turn back from your sin. My children, it is not that I come to you as a punishing God, as a stern God. I come as a loving Father. But you must understand, even a loving Father must chastise his children. My mother cries bitter tears of heartache as your mother, for she knows what you are running blindly to. And she cries from this torn heart, turn back now before it is too late. My children, you must be very careful now what you read in your news medias, because your country is controlled. Most nations of your earth now are controlled by the forces of evil. Before you make any judgment, my children, in matters of faith and morals, you will read your good Bible and do not accept any changes in the book of life and love. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, you will keep a constant vigil of prayer going throughout your country and the world.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe.
My child, make it known to all the workers of heaven that we do not promise them riches, peace, or full tranquility upon earth. As they store their graces, their riches in heaven, the greatest of glory and love shall be given to them over the veil.
Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate.
I cannot promise any worker that he or she will be free from suffering while they are upon the earth. When you learn the value of suffering, my children, you will find that you will look forward for this opportunity to gather graces for other souls. You will understand this in time.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
The children of God.
Hail Mary, full of
are being mocked, my child.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Yes.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
You will say, my child, to all strangers who enter or come to your door for entrance, if thou art thy disciple of Satan, I am to tell you in God's name, begone, for there is only one true God, the Lord High God in heaven, and as for you, you will go back to Satan and tell him these exact words that I have told you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Come, I, Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls.
Do not be deceived, my child. In the past years of your mission, you can well understand that Satan will send his agents disguised as angels of light to deceive, annoy, and seek the downfall of all Marian workers. It is truly a war of the spirits. Yes.
That she was to become the mother of God.
Yes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I understand. The photographs will be of great importance, my child.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 28, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.